The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called to them. And immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And from that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Today's message comes to us straight from God through Jesus. And I believe it's exactly the kind of message we all need to hear, whether we like it or not, and that includes myself. So, without any more delay, the message again. Repeat, repent. Jesus commands us, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Does that make you uncomfortable? Is it uncomfortable to be told to repent, even when it comes from Jesus? That's my first reaction. What I associate with repentance is shame and guilt, like I've been caught doing something I shouldn't be doing, or being blamed for the being bad or a failure from someone mean and nasty. Surely I'm not alone. I can't be the only one whose first reaction to being told to repent brings to mind an angry street corner preacher telling me and everyone else we're going to hell. Nonetheless, there Jesus is today, saying exactly that at the beginning of the mission and message of his ministry. And we're told, from that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And notice, it isn't and wasn't a one-time message. The language that Matthew uses, "from that time Jesus began to proclaim," means that this was something Jesus was saying time and time again, including now. Repent, Jesus is saying right now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Sometimes I think you can tell that I'm retired, or maybe you can just plain tell my age by the illustrations that I use, because they often date me. But I found a wonderful illustration for my sermon today, and I looked it up in 1977, 43 years ago, Campbell's Soup began marketing V8, a drink made by juicing together 8 different vegetables by having various people slap their forehead when they realized that rather than settling for whatever drivel they were drinking, A far better alternative was available. Wow, they said, I could have had a V8. Even if you haven't seen or weren't even alive to see that commercial from long ago, I think you can sense its power and effectiveness. Whatever pap or drivel you've settled for in your own life, whatever you've literally been swallowing down day in and day out, there is a vibrant and vital alternative. Wow, you suddenly realize, I could have had a V8. That, the realization that there is a vibrant and vital alternative to who you are and the way you've been living your life, that is, in fact, what Jesus means by repentance. And you know that that's what Jesus means by repentance by what he says immediately afterward to explain his command. Repent, Jesus urges, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No matter what it sounds like, or the associations we have for it in English, or in the language that Jesus spoke and Matthew wrote in, repent and repentance mean seeing things differently. Seeing things differently. They mean changing directions and no longer going this way, but going that way instead. Repentance, in other words, is like that commercial for V8. It means realizing that there's a far better way, a far better path, a far better way of being than the one you've been settling for. With a slap on the forehead, repentance recognizes, wow, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that is such good news for all of us. Next Sunday, our call committee is going to meet with all of us in the adult forum in the library. They're coming to talk to us about a whole variety of things, including questions that they will be asking the candidates, etc. But one thing that I'm very excited about that they're going to be doing is asking us to pretend we're writing a billboard or a sign that says what our church is. So I'm wondering, I want you to pray about this all week. What would you put on a sign as to what St. Matthew is all about? Is St. Matthew a place that welcomes and embraces young families and children? Or is St. Matthew's a church that really only wants older folks like us? Is St. Matthew a church that reaches out to its community? Or is St. Matthew a church that navel-gazes, looks into itself? I want you to be in serious prayer all week. What will you put on your piece of paper? How would you describe St. Matthew to a potential candidate? It's a tough one. We have lots of issues out there in our world. Lots and lots of issues to deal with as a church. So what is St. Matthew all about? Which way are we turning? So 2,000 years ago, I wonder how many people hearing Jesus speaking while walking along the banks of the Sea of Galilee rejoiced at what he was saying. How many had misgivings or worries? Because this is what Jesus said to them. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change the familiar and the comfortable direction that you're going in your lives. Change your perspective. Look at yourself differently. Look at the world differently. And come, Jesus urges, and follow me. Jesus is not just talking to individual people, but also to the church. Jesus is right, and of course, Jesus is always right. We as individuals and we as a congregation need to repent in the way that Jesus means repentance. Not in shame or guilt, not with anger or blame-seeking. We need to repent in the way that Jesus means repentance. It's like a commercial that first began airing in late 1970s, although person after person and couple after couple had been both comfortable and content with whatever drivel they were forcing down, when they realized that there was a vibrant and vital alternative, they slapped themselves on the forehead and exclaimed, "Wow, I could have had a V8. To this day, that's what Jesus still means by repenting and repentance. Jesus invites us individually and as the church to change our perspective and change our direction. Not because we've been bad or naughty. He invites us to change our perspective and change our direction because what he offers us by following him is something infinitely better than settling for who and what we already are. Jesus is offering forgiveness and love and grace, a new beginning and love, and oh yes, I mentioned that, grace. What Jesus began 2,000 years ago, he continues doing today. Jesus is calling us as individuals and the church to repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So let us bravely and confidently and prayerfully go where Jesus leads. Amen.